Thank you for tuning in to the Heritage Church of God podcast. We invite you to join us for Sunday morning services at 10:30 at 3520 Strayer Road, Maumee, Ohio. Thanks for joining us, and have a blessed day.
I don't know about you, if any of you knew this or not, but Terry and I, last Monday, after church on Sunday, flew to Fort Lauderdale, Florida, and we flew in last night. Yesterday at this time, we were eating lunch in 84-degree weather on the beach in Fort Lauderdale. What a difference an airplane ride makes. And I sat beside a gentleman on the way back, and I said, told him where we had been, what we were doing. And I said, you know, I'm 68 years old. If we don't travel now, we won't get to. And we could retire, but how can you retire at people like this? I mean, you can't do that. So we have retirement money, and we won't be able to spend it if we don't spend it while we're here. So, you know. Our Heavenly Father, we are thankful today. We're thankful for your people that are here. Thank you for all the directors that, Lord, nothing would happen unless they keep things organized and keep things going and keep things moving. Lord, we thank you for our Bible teachers that teach the Word of God from the Word of God because they love you and they love your Word. Lord, we thank you for the staff. We ask your blessings now on each one. In Jesus' name, amen. I found out late last night that you were doing this today. I wrote this message on Tuesday, I think, of last week, knowing that Thanksgiving's coming up. Thanksgiving for many of you is going to be the first Thanksgiving that you have without your father or your mother or a brother or a sister or a son or a daughter or a grandson or a granddaughter. Thanksgiving isn't always a time that when you get together that it's all happy. We look around, we see that empty seat, and that empty seat is there and it's going to be there for a long time. And they're missed. Jonathan said to David, he said, tomorrow is a new day, and you will not be here, and your seat will be empty, and you will be missed. We're supposed to miss one another. We're supposed to care about one another. We're supposed to love one another. But I got to thinking, what am I thankful for? What am I thankful for this year? I'm thankful for a God that can be seen. We don't have to guess about whether there's a God or not. We don't have to guess or not whether Jesus is real. We don't have to guess about it. We can see it. We can see it in how he built this church. We can see him in the lives of others. And the Bible says this in Colossians chapter 3, verse 12. Therefore, as the elect of God, holy and beloved, put on the tender mercies, kindness, humility, meekness, long-suffering, bearing with one another, forgiving one another. And if anyone has a complaint against another, even as Christ forgave you, so you also must forgive them. But above all these things, put on love, which is the bond of perfection, and let the peace of God rule in your hearts, to which also you were called into one body, and be thankful. Let the word of Christ dwell in you richly, in wisdom, in teaching, admonishing one another, in psalms, in hymns, and in spiritual songs, singing with the grace in your heart to the Lord. And whatever you do in word or deed, do all in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, giving thanks to God the Father through him. Even though we have this veil of this earthly flesh, and all of us are fleshy, we have this body, we can get a glimpse of Christ in you. At those particular times when we need to see him, we will look in your eyes and we will see that God is working and God's doing something. And we will know that God is real because we have seen God. We have seen him in your changed lives. We have seen him in your maturity. We have seen him in your giving. We've seen him in your love. We've seen him in your compassion. We have seen these things that it talks about in Colossians in you. We have a God that can be seen. And I'm thankful for that. Because if anyone is in Christ, the Bible says he's a new creation. Old things have passed away and all things have become new. And he says, continue to work out your salvation with fear and trembling, for God who works in you to the will and the act according to his good pleasure. I'm thankful for a God that can be seen. I'm thankful for a God that can be seen in our pastoral staff. But I want to talk this morning about two more people that are full-time paid staff. I'm full-time paid staff. Jackie is our church administrator. She is full-time paid staff. And where's Mary? Mary's working, running around here working.
She went back with the kids, I think.
Back with the kids? Mary is full-time paid staff in the office. They have their job descriptions. They do them to a T. And when you walk in to sit down and talk with them, you will know that their first thing in their heart and mind is the church and serving a living God. I thank the Lord for that. Part of my sermon was something that I said earlier. When I came here, we only had 60-some people. And I worked full-time. I quit a job that paid, well, my expense account was what my salary was when I came here. I quit my job because I couldn't do my job and pastor the church. And it was the best thing that we ever did. Because God says that he will give back, and God has continually given back. He's given us friends that we couldn't find anywhere in the world. If you don't know this by now, Terry and I love this church. We love the people who come here. We love the new people who come here. We love the people that irritate us sometimes. We do. We love it when they don't irritate us. That makes us happy, and we even love them more. We love having weddings. And though I've had way too many funerals, 2 and 3 funerals a week some weeks, and many of them are a grandfather of someone that comes here, or a grandmother, or an aunt, or an uncle, because your connection here is strong enough that you want this church to be involved speaking to your family about Jesus Christ. Funerals are one of the places where God can be seen. And we have all these men in the kitchen that do all these dinners and all this cooking and all these things for everyone. And God can be seen. So today, more than anything in the world, I'm thankful for a God that we can see. A God that we know that is there, that we can know without any doubt that he's there. Because we watch him in the people's lives in the church as they come to the altar. People come to this altar for one reason. They see people healed that come to this altar. You say, well, preacher, I don't know if I believe in healing. Well, you will if you get sick. And you pray for God to touch you. You will. And that's why we don't beg anyone. We don't twist anyone's arms. We just pray and step back and allow God to work and people come. We can see God here. I'm thankful for that. I'm thankful for the friends we have. I'm thankful for the Bible that he has given us. I'm thankful that I can look out into the world and see God in my backyard. As the flowers start to come up in the spring, oh, I'm looking forward to that. Oh, yeah, he sells gas, heating fuel. He loves winter.
You gotta
So I look at Michael in the winter and I see God. Here's what the Bible says. 1 Thessalonians 5:8. In everything give thanks, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus concerning you. In everything. Psalms 107, verse 1. Oh, give thanks unto the Lord, for he is good, for his mercies endureth forever. Ephesians 5:20. Give thanks always for all things unto God and the Father in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Colossians 3:15. And let this peace of God rule in your hearts, to the which also ye are called in one body, and be ye thankful. James 1:17. Every good gift and every perfect gift is from above and cometh down from the Father of light, in whom is no variabilities, neither shadows and turning. So be careful for nothing, but in everything by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving let your requests be made known to God. 2 Corinthians 9:15, thanks be unto God for his unspeakable gift. I've got about 8 or 10 more here that I can go through and read, but you get the point. God says be thankful. Can you be thankful? Well, we were sitting at the airport yesterday, and I said, Terry, you want something to eat? And she said, well, I want some place to plug my phone in so it doesn't go dead on the airplane. And I said, okay. So we went over to this place, and they had these big chocolate desserts. And she said, do you want something? I said, yeah, just buy me something that looks good. And she brought me one of those. Looked good to her. I mean, and I'm sitting there, and I look up at the TV, and there's football on. And it was Temple University and somebody, and I wasn't really interested. And all of a sudden, I see Ohio State and Maryland. And Ohio State's behind. Then they switch, and then Ohio State's ahead. Then the game was over, and with a minute and a half left, and Ohio State was behind. Then they switched back to Temple, and then they switched back, and Ohio State was ahead. And I thought, how long is this minute going to last? And I said, well, let's clean this up, and we'll get ready to go over, get on the airplane. And we did, and I got on the airplane, sat down, said Ohio State won, 52-51. I thought, how in the world was that? It was over. I still don't know how it happened. Some say prayer. Maybe. But there's always something to be thankful about. I thank the Lord that the game came on. I could see a little bit of it. I thank the Lord that we had an Air Force pilot. I flew in the Navy, you know. And those Navy pilots, they've come in and they land in the basement. They bang. You know, we came into Cleveland and we just slid right in. Thank you, Lord, for an Air Force pilot. They use all the runway. Those Navy pilots, they're afraid they're going to run out of runway. Them ships aren't very long. We got to our car. Thank you, Lord. I still had my key. Do you thank the Lord about the little things? If you don't thank him about the little things, you'll never see the big things. But if you thank the Lord about the little things, the Bible says, in everything, give thanks. And I know people that complain about everything. In everything, complain. That isn't anywhere in the Bible. No. I mean, I've read it all. It's better to complain than give thanks. Have a critical spirit. It's not there. So I'm asking you, as you come together at Thanksgiving, and some of you younger Christians here need to understand this. The older ones understand it, I believe. But you're going to go home, maybe to a family that isn't Christian. You're going there so that they can see Jesus, not to be preachy, not to be judgmental, not to point out all the wrongs that they're doing. You're going there to be kind and loving. And someone may ask you, what's different about you? You saw something, huh? That's Jesus you saw. That's not me. That's the way you witness to a family. You let them see Jesus. Our Heavenly Father, we are thankful for your people. As Pastor Kay said, we feel thanked every day. We don't need a special day. But Lord, thank you for blessing each of us today. With the cardboard signs, with the people that took out of their time to make those. And Lord, we thank you for them. Thank you that you've given Terry and I the best life we could ever ask for. Being around the best people that you have on this earth. Knowing that things are going to get done because you've sent us a group of workers. A group of people that want involved in their Christian lives. We thank you for our young kids that are singing and up front, Lord. We know that they practice those songs, so every time they practice those songs, they're thinking about you and what that song means and what it says. Lord, I pray this day that everyone that's here, from the one that's been here the first time today to those who've been here for 50 years, that they're thankful that they can see you. We don't have to guess about who you are. We see you. We feel your spirit move. We see the lives change. We see the ministry work. For that, we're thankful. In Jesus' name, amen.
Thank you for tuning in to the Heritage Church of God podcast. We invite you to join us for Sunday morning services at 10:30. At 3520 Strayer Road, Maumee, Ohio. Thanks for joining us, and have a blessed day.